Succession number 11377, reel 17.
Mr. W. Bateman, reel 17. What was the food situation in Malta, Mr. Bateman, as time went on?
Well, when we first went there, it wasn't so bad. Not more like normal Russians. And then when the... as it went on, we got... we used to have two slices of bread for old breakfast, no teas. But as it went on, it was eventually... It ended up by one slice a day. And then... that was from the local bakeries. And then they used to subsidise it with hard biscuits. Mm. And there was plenty of vegetables and meat. But it was only the bread situation that... because the bakeries was down in Malta and they couldn't get the flour. And it ended up by giving us... I think we used to get a slice of bread every other day. And we used to, with biscuits as well. Mm. There's plenty of hard-tack biscuits on it. Mm. They were like iron as well sometimes. Had to soak them down. And the situation as far... And bully beef. There's plenty of bully beef stew. It was mainly the males... the dinners was more like Irish stew. Because there wasn't excellent cooking facilities. There was these soya stoves, and it was all cooked out in the open. The fuel, it wasn't coal, it was used motor oil and water. See, the used to flow oil, used gear oil, sump oil, instead of throwing it away, they used to storage in cans and use for the stoves. And they used to have a water drip. See, it used to drip water, used to drip down into the, help the, to flare up the oil. Mm. But it used to make an awful stink, the smoke up, especially when they first lighten them over the cooks. Mm. Because nearly every company had its own cooks. HQ and B Company was more like together. And then when we, eventually, that was in Bruschetta Gardens, and then the second platoon moved up to over to where A Company was, in Dingley, because they'd built some block houses, and there was six of us in the block. And then in one block, and then they built some bigger ones, and I think there was 10. I think there was now.
Did you feed together as a small group, or
we used to? There was a dining room. They built a dining room as well. Well, in Bruschetta Gardens, it was more like a tent. There was a big marquee had been put up among the trees that all camouflaged, and the cushion that was in the camouflage in the orchard. There was none of it in the open. And we lived in Bruschetta Gardens. We lived a bit further, and there was eight of us in a tent. And they was camouflaged by the trees and everything like. And then when we moved over to Dingley, where there was bricks, these big huts. But there's still some of A Company lived in tents. It wasn't quite enough. There was a nice big dining hall. The Maltese had built us a dining hall there. And we used to go in there for home meals. And quite good there. Well, for considering what they got, the cooks got, was quite good. Mm-hmm. But there was, as far as eggs, there was plenty of eggs. There. Used to get these tin sausages and tin bacon, all bacon in tin. I think they've been stocked up for a while, but as the siege went on, we got dwindled down, and then we never starved, because locally we could buy some tomatoes, tomatoes off the locals. There was people living round about in the in huts and like the Maltese, and then we could go down. Well, the money was all right because we couldn't spend much money there. And we used to go down into Rabatic village, and it's surprising, you know, we could go and get an egg and chips supper. Could get two eggs and chips for about a shilling. Mm. That was fair as it was. It was more like the routine and everything went on. But what I couldn't understand was how the Maltese seemed to get all these, and we couldn't.
So they appear to be better off than you.
They were better off than us, because we could go down in the village, and we could buy from some of these bakers, could buy two slices of bread. They could sell us by the slice on a night time, because we used to go and buy it and then eat it with our egg and stuff. Because we never got suppers mainly a supper was a cup of cocoa and a pint of biscuits. Mm.
Were you able to move quite freely amongst the civilian population?
Oh, yes. We could go down and get time off. Just go down and drink the local wine. Mm. And they were quite friendly. Anyways, they were quite friendly then. But we never contacted much down in Valletta itself. It was only once I got down to Valletta. That was when... they gave us a spell from working on the aerodrome. They sent half a dozen of the signals. It could spare half a dozen at a time. And they sent us down to St. Paul's Bay, a three-day holiday. And we had a free bus from St. Paul's into Rabat. But we had into Veneta. And there wasn't much there. There was just like drinking bars and everything. And then we should come back. But St. Paul's Bay, it was quite restful because there was a nice beach there. Mm.
Was there much chance to meet the female civilians?
Well, they wouldn't have much to do because they didn't have much. Some of the lads got on with them, but we never bothered with them, because there was nothing like it was in Egypt there. There was no brothels or prostitutes there. Well, we never found any, anyhow.
It's a strong Catholic island.
Yes, it was a strong Catholic island.
Did that affect relationships at all? Or?
No, it didn't affect much of us. We used to talk to them. They didn't have much to talk say about it. There was one or two of the lads got married there. Because they were Catholics. The Catholics used to go down to the Catholic Church. But we were Protestants, and we just have to hold a service in a tent up in the Boschetta Gardens. And the Church of England was the same. Mm. It was nearly all open air. The services were nearly all open air. And
was this a regular service in the army style?
On the army style, yes. We used to pray, not like we used to in peacetime march and everything. We just used to all say right, there'd be church. A church service 9 o'clock. And we used to just go from the... sometimes it was... such as ours, we weren't so many in the other denomination, the Methodists, that would hold it in the canteen. There was a canteen up with the artillery. Royal Artillery had the canteen there, and it would have a service in there. But the Church of England, there was only so many at the time. I think there was only about 20 of each company used to come for a service there. Mm. Because a lot of them, they were on duty down the aerodrome. It was only the people that was off duty that went on there. Because we were there all the week, and Saturday and Sunday, there was no holidays for us. Mm.
Did religion play an important part in your life?
No, not exactly. Just used to go there, just a matter of course. But we could contact the padre any time we wanted. Mm. Just he used to come down around every other day, every day, and say, "Oh, we're getting on," talking to us,
Were conditions then on the whole uncomfortable?
They were uncomfortable, yes, because not as far as the desert was. We had blanket, we had a bed to lie on. We went out in the open, and We had plenty of blankets, of course. We had the straw mattress, polyesters filled with straw. But it was quite comfortable, and it was warmer in the night, whereas when we were in the desert, we were cold at night and red hot through the day. And we could take our clothes off. But the only trouble was that when we were in the tents, when the raid was on, we weren't bothered about the bombs dropping. It was the shrapnel from the Akak shells. And many times they used to come whizzing through the through the tent. There was one or two of the lads was injured by flying shrapnel. I don't know how it come, but I think Lord Gore took it over there, and when the juries concentrated on the harbour. See, before that, the gunners used to just fire at any aircraft going anywhere. So what he did, he says, he put a balloon, I think he called it a balloon, I don't know, or a tent, and he put a cover over the harbour. He put all the guns on a fixed line, and they were just firing, and the planes used to fly into it. And that was quite a big change, because there was hardly any shrapnel came over. Because when the big heavy guns used to fire, it used to go right up to 30,000 feet, and that, and it was sped, and it would come about 6 or 7 miles up to where we were, Boschetta Gardens. But you could hear it. Many times the lads, when we first heard it, we thought there were bombs dropping, but it was this shrapnel whistling. That's the only danger there was. But I was never hit with any, like. But, it was, you could hear it falling down and thumping in the ground and coming through the tent. Some big pieces, and there were small pieces.
Could you see raids taking place in
yes,
the harbour
could,
from where you were?
When they used to raid Luca aerodrome, we could view it. It was like a more like a valley, and we could see the bombs dropping. We could see when he used to raid the aerodrome. But he concentrated a lot on the harbour mostly. But when he did raid the aerodrome, could see. And you could even see the harbour from up there.
How did morale stand up to the
poor
good. Food and the heavy raids and the...
Oh, it's quite good. There's no ticking in there. We didn't grumble. But they were there to do a job. And it kind of... But all the trouble is it was the cigarette business. See, we'll get 5 cigarettes a week. That's how we're allowed. Heavy smokers. They had to cut themselves down. But we always said that we should have brought a lot from it if it only been that from Egypt. But eventually, I got some of the lads wrote home, and some of the wives could send duty free cigarettes out. And that's when we started getting some. We were there about six months, I think it was, in the summer. Then they said, I think it was the RAF men that told us that get your wives or your mothers or your girlfriends, you could buy some duty cigarettes, pay in England, buy duty free, pay the, and they could send it out to Malta. And I think it was 50 at a time, instead of 50. And the wife, she was to send us some out, and there was, I think my brother used to send us some out, and then another girlfriend, there was a writer, a pen pal I had, I never met her, I wrote to her in India, and there was one of my pals, a boy called Josh Otterwell, he says, would you like a pal, a pen friend, cost me loads of time to write letters, I said, no, I don't mind, they give us his euros. She was a nurse in London, but I never met her.
Did mail come through pretty frequently?
Well, Malta, it was quite good. It was all air mail. We could get, there was, into the canteen, the Sunday papers, could get them by dinner time. But she used to come in on aeroplanes. I don't know. I think they started on the Lightning. You remember the Lightning aeroplane that made plywood? It used to make some record. But the best laugh we got was when we were down at Tacali Aerodrome. There was some Spitfires came in and they started going around. Do you know what we found in the gun butches? Whiskey and beer. He said they'd been ammunition. There was no guns on them. They were full of whiskey and beer and cigarettes. And by the time the airmen got them unloaded and back of the jury had been over and destroyed them, we were surprised. We couldn't believe it. A lot of people wouldn't believe it either.
That when something came in, the jury came right behind.
They used to come, we followed them in. And instead of having guns on, and I think myself, it eventually got stopped. They eventually had to come in armed. Because jury was just shooting them down. And when they were landing on there, he was just shooting them up. Before they could get back up in the air again. It was the last part of the raids on the island.
When the convoy came in, were you involved in any?
Yes, we were involved in unloading. And we used to mostly on night time. We used to see them monitor. It was mainly petrol. The lads used to say we would get the petrol, tins of petrol, 4 gallon tins of petrol. It was worked 12 hours on them. And they were dead beat by the time we finished, and they would go up into Boschetta Gardens or up into the wherever we were billeted in at Dingley.
Were you raided whilst unloading any cargo?
Oh, yes. There was one or two raids came on. There was shelters for us. There was a lot of catacombs down that way because we were putting all this petrol into a big cave. So there was more either caves or catacombs. But at night time, it mainly bombed the aerodrome. It was surprising. It was daylight when he used to raid the harbour. But when they put this apron, this covered up the harbour, and that. These stokers, they were just falling out like flies. They were just running straight into the yak. There was one time I think he nearly shot about 10 down. And then the next day would come over, the Italian would come over, and they'd come over at about 35,000 feet. We had to go at one jury. There was a bofa gun on above Boschetta Gardens. And he came and he'd been hit and he was limping down. And eventually, this bofa gun got him and he landed in the sea. And there was, I think, two. The RAF rescue went out and picked them, the crew. I think the others were dead, I think. These two Germans were in a dinghy.
Did you see or experience many civilians being killed in the
No, we didn't, no. There was only one once when we were down the aerodrome. We were building these hangars, and a siren went, so downed our tin hats and went into the slit trenches. And this sticker bombs, if it had five, we'd had it, but there was only four. And we followed, we counted them. We said, there's four, and there should be another one, but there wasn't. If it had five, we'd killed about maybe 10 or 12 of us.
How do you react to bombing?
Well, tell the truth, I can't remember. And, we're a bit curious-like. The only time, as far as bombing, was in the Mersey Patrol. There was one night, the Italians came over late, and we're all laid on the top, because it was warm late. And next thing I knew, I'd been pushing the slit trench by one of the lads. This is easy, there's a bomb raid on. That's only time. But we used to crouch down and we said, well, if there's a one for us, we'll get it.
What was the health of the battalion and yourself?
Well, the health was quite good, but the only time I ever got sweaty feet, I was in Malta. because the ground was very hot in the summer. And that's the only time I ever had sweaty feet, and we used to change our socks every day. Mm. Water was quite all right, there was plenty of water, like. How, where he's come from, I don't know, but we had taps there, there was a water supply. And we used to mainly do all our laundry, our own laundry.
Sanitation and hygiene,
I can't remember, tell the truth. Sanity, I think it was earth toilets. Yeah, the gardens was earth toilets. Yes, they were all earth. But who emptied them, I do not know, I think.
Have these been built just by yourselves, or were they there when you got there?
I can't remember, because we never used to do these things. We used to have a pioneer platoon. They mainly did them things, like.
Mm. Was there any problems from lice and cleanliness?
No, there was no fleas, nothing. No, we never were troubled with fleas. Mm. Barriers in the desert, we were often troubled with fleas, because when we were in Bombay, we were troubled with bugs. But, because we used to put our beds, we only laid on the ground sheet in the tent. And we used to always shake. We never had sheets. And every time before we folded our bed, we always give it a good shaking and get folded up. And they were wrapped in the ground sheet till night time. And when we needed it, sometimes we didn't use to put our beds down till we went to sleep. Mm. But nearly, when the raids got really rough, we used to sleep. The only thing we took off was our boots. We used to sleep on our clothes.
Was it a boring time? There was a problem with boredom in
We used to go in there was a canteen there. We could grow, play bingo. Mm. But there was, I can't think. No, we never saw no cinemas. There was no cinema there as we went. We used to play football, or play cards. Mm.
Did you have any visiting ENSA people coming to entertain you?
We never. That's one thing I never saw throughout my career in the army, in the wartime. We never had any entertainers to come to visit us. We never saw one. But when we were in India, we often used to get these travelling troops, especially at Doolally. When we were at Doolally. But during the war, I've always said to the missus, I said, look at there, they always these films that show these ENSA people going around entertaining the troops. We never saw one show. There's never anybody came up to our front line, or even when we were in reserve. We never saw any entertainment at all. There's no big artist came out to entertain us. I couldn't understand it. I says, all these people are going out to entertain. But I say, Durham Light Infantry don't see any.
Did you have to do any inspections, guards, parading?
Well, the 2nd Platoon didn't. See, we were more like occupied with operations, because where all the 2nd Platoon was always kept handy, there was always four men kept on duty, ready to go out any telephone lines or anything else was wanted doing. There was a duty roster, and anyway, when you're off duty on a night, these four people used to stop in, and just one night. And then another four, another night, and they used to take the road in, because there was always there was always four operators on the exchange, and the other four was all for any bombs come dropped down, and the lines were broken. Mm. There was one fell near Busquets Gardens, and it blew up the line, so we had to go out and mend that one. Mm. Because during the raids, every 5 minutes we used to ring the companies to test whether the lines had been hit. And we didn't have much trouble with them. Only about two or three times that it had broken. There was one time it wasn't. It was a half shell had come down. It fell right on the line and broke it. Mm. Just cut it. Just made this little way hole. Because you said there's no bombs dropped up here, up there, around this way, last night.
Did you have a stand to on a morning? And
no, not in Malta, no.
Was there any invasion scares or parachuting?
Well, we used to do invasion training, because once we had an exercise, had a spell from the aerodrome building, and Colonel Ardern, Colonel Ardern, he says, we'll have a company at a time. And we go down more like towards St. Paul's Bay, and we used to have an exercise, a 24-hour exercise. We used to get on our bikes, go down then, get deployed out, and we used to get visual signals straight away, and then the line party would get out there. And by the time we got the line parties out, it was nearly halfway through the exercise, and then when the exercise was over, we had to go and reel in the line, because we were always last. And the company was on the way back to, because the one company would be split up, and each platoon would represent another company, of the battalion each time. See, instead of having the whole battalion away all at once, they were just so much at a time. Mm. And there was a rifle range there, down on the near the Gozo Island, yeah, on that would it be the north end? Yes, north end. There was a rifle range. I think it only went up to 300 yards, just to keep our eye in. That's all.
So you went and shot there from time to time.
Used to go down, fire about five or ten, maybe 10 rounds. Mm. At each go to 100 yards and then come back to 200 and then to 300.
Were there any rumours of spies?
No, there was no rumours of spies, anything like that. But there was one coincidence that I always said when we were in Mersmer 2, there was a report there. He said, by the Dunamite Infantry, I slipped. Because there was some caught when we were there, infiltrating into there. And they says, the men of the Dunamite Infantry, they're very tight-lipped. They says, you get nothing out of them. Mm. And that's why I think there was about four caught. Mm. And I think there were Egyptians.
This is at Mersmer 2.
Mersmer 2. Because can't remember, but one of the lads was telling us from, I think it was one of the regimental police lads. And he said they'd rounded them up. Because somebody reported them that these four Egyptians was asking questions of who was here and where everything was.
And had nothing like that on Malta?
No, nothing. We had nothing like that on Malta.
Did you have to do route marches and strengthening PE, that kind of thing?
No, we had physical training. But no route march, we had bikes. We had push bikes. Every man had a push bike there. And there was two of us. Oh, no detail to maintain them. Just they're all getting pulled out of punctures. Because you used to you ride down all in single file. You used to get a jump on and ride down to Lucre aerodrome. And also you used to go down to Carly. If any jobs to do with the Carly aerodrome, we used to go down there. But it was already going down. But we had nearly half a walk all the way back, because it was up bank all the way. But let's see how I can say it. Altogether, on the whole, it was quite good. It was a change from being in the desert, in the open, because in the Western Desert, you never know. All you had to do was use the trench. You never had no cover. But we enjoyed it quite well in Malta. And then the back end, was it 43? When was Alamein? 42, was it? Aye, that was it. We got to know Alamein started off, and then when the troops started coming up there, and they got into Libya, they would decide that they were going to withdraw us. But before